Mr. Hunter, Reel 3. You were dispatch rider. What were your duties?
To run around the site with the mill and to take out whenever the stand 2 came. I was to go around and say stand 2 or whatever, and then run around again saying stand down.
So there was no telephonic or radio?
Not at the very beginning, no, not at the very beginning. Only from battalion headquarters to which was on a public line, yes.
So how long did it take you to get round the six searchlights if there was a warning coming in?
Take an hour.
Wasn't there the danger that the Germans would be over and gone by the time you got round?
Many times they could be, yes. The searchlight that was near the headquarters were told straight away, of course, verbally to run across the field or whatever. I would start and go up the A66 to Newsom and tell them up there, stand 2. Come down from Newsom to Gillin. Go from Gillin through to Melsonby. Melsonby on to Barton. And Barton down to Blue Anchor. That's just below Scotch Corner. And then way through Richmond and up to Hullswell.
And by the miles.
Pardon?
That's a lot of miles.
It is a lot of miles. Now, at the beginning of the war, that was with my own motorcycle. I had my own motorcycle, which was a 250cc Panther. There were two or three of us had their own motorcycles until they started bringing the army ones in. And we used them for quite a while. We had the petrol supplied, of course, and we ran them.
Where did you get the petrol from?
We used to fill up at a pumping station, still there, not a pumping station, a petrol station, just south of Scotch Corner on the right-hand side going down. I've just forgot the name. The one gentleman there was very helpful. We used to fill up there. I think it's a coffee now, I'm not sure. We used to fill up there. You used to take the wagon and fill up there, and fill up with our bikes as well.
There's a little chef there now, isn't there? That's the
I think it is, yes. Yes, I think it is, yes.
So how was it paid? I mean, this would be army duty petrol, you might say. How did you pay the man? Did the army give you money to pay him, or was there a voucher?
Oh, no, we had a voucher, yeah. I think we had a voucher, yes. Mm-hmm. And then they used to, after we were doing away with our, well, before we did away with our bikes, before the army bikes came, the officers and one or two, shall we say, the MT sergeant, mainly motor transport sergeant, used to go through to Grays at Middlesbrough with the wagon and pick up half a dozen motorbikes. They were big as cow years now. They would pick up half a dozen motorbikes of all makes and shapes, bring them back, and then we used to use them. That was until the army ones came along. Of course, the officers were young lads. They had a little car of their own props, or didn't have a car. They were keen to ride motorbikes. What did they do? They wrecked them. They were no sooner back into the headquarters than what they were going back to Grays.
Were the army motorbikes, when you got them, were they reliable, good bikes, were they?
Oh, yes.
And were they one make?
Well, I must have ridden five or six different makes. The first one was a Norton, Royal Enfield, BSA, Matchless, Ariel, that's about five anyhow.
Which was your favourite?
Ariel, yes, 350 overhead valve, yes. The Norton was a good good slogger. Yes. And was the BSA. Yes.
Did you maintain them yourself?
Yes, yes. You were taught to maintain them yourself. Yes. Change the oil, grease round, and things like that.
Were the speed limits on those country roads in those days?
Oh, no speed limits. No. The speed limits in the villages, that's all, 30. Yes, yes.
So you could nip along then?
You can, yes, or you can nip along, yes, yes. You could manage that all right. As I say, the favourite one was an aerial, and the officer used to come round, you know, he checking if you'd done this, done that, the other. You haven't greased here lately, this bike, have you? Oh, yes, yes. Are you sure? Yes. You know, there's lots of working parts on the forks, then, of a motorcycle.
You were inspected pretty regularly.
Inspected, yes, yes. Have you changed your oil? Have you done this? Have you done that? Yes.
Did you have to do kit inspections as well whilst you were...
Oh, yes, yes. All kit inspections, yes, yes. You have to have your blankets laid out properly and your socks. Of course, a few of the lads used to pull the wool over the eyes, shall we say, the socks, you know. Two pair of socks, yes. There was only one, there was two socks.
And if you lost anything...
If you lost anything, it came out of barrack room damages. Yes.
What was your pay?
A shilling a day.
And you had barrack room damages, whether you had damages or not.
Yes, yes.
It was a weekly sum deducted.
That's right, yes.
How much do you know? How much they deducted from your pay for barrack room damages?
Well, you ought to pay the value of whatever it was, which it wasn't a lot. You know.
Yeah, I was thinking of the weekly amount that they took for barrack room damages, whether you had them or not. There was a weekly sum taken, I understand, from your wage.
Yes, yes.
Whatever it was.
Whatever,
like,
yes.
Whatever. And you don't recall how much that was?
No.
Well, whilst on this subject, you were in tents, as you say, and then they built huts.
Yes, that's right.
Were they good, substantial buildings?
Yes, they were good huts, yes. A lot of them, I should think, are still in service. Yes, they were real good huts. They were built, I think, by Shepherd of Darlington.
How many men would be in a hut?
Oh, you could house up to 20 or more, yes.
So was that basically one hut per searchlight site?
That's right, yes, yes, yes.
You wouldn't need more than just the one hut.
Well, one hut and one for the officers. They then came out of Leighton Hall and came into their hut. And there was also the cookhouse hut, ablutions hut, shelter, all delivered and erected by us.
And you'd have to keep them clean, no doubt.
Yes. Oh, yes, definitely, yes, yes.
How were they heated?
Sorry.
How were the huts heated?
Stove in the centre. Yes.
They sound like a typical wooden army hut.
Exactly. Yes.
Stove in the centre.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
And was there a table down the middle?
There could have been. Yes. 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 And tilly lamps and hurricane lamps.
No electricity.
Not there. No.
Sleeping on camp beds or what?
Palliasses filled with straw.
So it was on the floor?
On the floor, yes, yes. And then there were at a later stage, there were boards on a short trestle just to keep you off the floor, I think. But you still had the palliasse. And the palliasses was turn and turn and turn until instead of it being straw, it was choppy straw.
Could you take me through a typical day? From the time you got up, what time was Reveille, for example?
Yeah. Oh, Reveille, well, of course, Reveille could be any time really on the searchlight side. But in the headquarters, it was 7 o'clock, shall we say, 6:30 or 7. You had to be up, washed and shaved before the first parade. First parade was perhaps 9 o'clock.
And who inspected you on that
parade? One of the officers. Yes. Turn your button over, you haven't learned that.
And what happened after that first parade?
Well, there would be the usual, the officers would, they had a car of their own, some of them, or a small, as the time went on, they had small Austin cars, very small Austins, open tours. They would go around and visit the sites. And they would report back to battalion headquarters at Gatherley Castle. They would have their lunch there, and then they would complete the visits and come back and do company quarters.
And yourselves, what happened to you after parade when the parade was dismissed? What for example would you then do for the rest of the day?
Well, I would either go down to Gatherley Castle, pick up the mail for the for that section, and deliver it around the sites, or we built the huts and we made roads into the huts. Whatever there's to do. Yes.
So your job then was taking the information out that the raid was imminent or to stand down, and you did the mail.
Yes.
What other jobs may you be given to in any particular day?
Well, anything that you call upon to do.
You're always on standby with it.
Yes, assist the cook or whatever.
So if you didn't have a journey somewhere, you would be given another task on the
side. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes. You had to be prepared to do anything. Yes, yes.
Did they drill you still on the site?
Yes, in a primitive way, shall we say. You only had a dozen men at the most. You couldn't do a lot with them.
Presumably, there would be a lot of daily tasks on the searchlight and its equipment.
Oh, yes, yes. A lot of it unnecessary, you know. A lot of maintenance unnecessary, but it had to be done. Yes. The cleaning of the generator and that all that. Time spent cleaning that, and the searchlight was to clean up, and the sound locators to test, and things like that. And of course, there was sandbagging to do till you got properly organised. Yes.
What time would lunch or dinner be?
Oh, 12 o'clock. Usual lunch hour. Yeah, you had your morning tea break or whatever. And 12 o'clock, 12 to 1, yes.
And what time would the working day end? Or did it have an end?
Well, it didn't really. You were there, you were on call, shall we say, all the time, yes, yes.
But you would presumably have an end of a day, what, 5 o'clock or that kind of time?
Yes, then they would say, all right, you're off till so and so. Of course, you had the guard duty coming along.
And what guard units were there on the site? Two
on, two off.
How many of you? What might be on guard?
Oh, one at a time. One on each side, yes, yes. One on each side.
It was just a small area, wasn't it?
That's right, yes, yes.
And the rest of you say would be standing down relaxing in your hut?
Yes, that's right.
So what kind of activities did you get up to then in the evening? I'm assuming at this point that we're not talking about any raids or anything.
Well, a lot played cards. A lot of I was never involved with playing cards.
Was it this gambling? Was it for money?
Yes, yes.
I thought that was frowned upon by the army.
Oh well.
they got away with it.
Oh yes. Well, it was only for coppers. Yeah.
And other activities other than playing cards?
Sorry?
Did other activities that you might do on the evening?
Dominoes or darts, things like that, yes.
Did you have access to a canteen or a nappy in the area?
No, but the Salvation Army or the WVS used to come around with their vans. And we, if we were down at Gatherley Castle, they had an offie there, which was supplied from Cattrick, wasn't it?
What kind of things were the Salvation Army and the WVS selling to you?
Oh, chocolate, cigarettes, razor blades, soap, shaving soap, things like that. I used to be keen on chocolate, still am. I used to buy the chocolate, buy the cigarettes, exchange the cigarettes with someone who didn't like chocolate. I had his chocolate and then my cigarettes.
And had you the same rations in chocolate and so on as civilians had?
No. Oh, no.
You weren't rationed in that way?
No, not really, no. No.
So you could, in effect, buy whatever you could afford?
You could buy what you could afford, yes. Sometimes they had a tea urn with them. You could have a cup of tea. Things that didn't go down too well with the major and people like that was people used to have their lunch and either refuse or throw half of the sweet away and go into the noffy. They didn't care for that at all, which wasn't right, of course. The noffy should never have been opened at that time. Not for foodstuff.
What food would you get, say, for breakfast?
Sorry?
What kind of food did you get for breakfast?
Oh, bacon, black pudding, fried egg, porridge, I think. Yes. And
that was a good working, good starting breakfast.
Oh yes.
And I think you said you got a break in the middle of the morning.
Yes, well, just a cup of tea and perhaps whatever you had yourself.
What was the main? What kind of food did you get for dinner?
Well, as I say, we had this lad with the heavy pudding. He could make a lot of. He used to make bits of pastry. This is all on open fires. Yeah, you've seen the cook house, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
And what kind of food exactly was it you were getting for dinner? Potatoes, vegetables?
Yes, potatoes, vegetables, yes, and meat, yes, mince or whatever, yes.
And then you mentioned the dessert that was...
Yes, a favourite one, I think, was jam pudding. Yes. The jam used to come in 7-pound tins. Yes.
Afternoon break? Did that happen?
No, I can't think of an afternoon. No.
So what time would tea be?
Tea would be about 5. Yes.
And again, what would you get?
Perhaps... Oh, fried egg, maybe? Not a lot for tea, I don't think. No.
And during the evening, did you have a break or a tea available for you?
Yes, there was, yes. Mm-hmm. But not a lot to eat then, no.
You mentioned ablutions. Was that a separate block?
Yes. Separate, yes, that's right, yes.
And what did that comprise of? What were you washing in?
A long bench with huge aluminium galvanized wash basins, wash dishes, and a tap at one end when we got properly organized. If not, a water cart.
You didn't have hot water laid on?
Not until we were well through at the headquarters, yes.
So were you washing and shaving in cold water for quite a spell?
That's right, yes, yes. If you were lucky enough to sweat out the crook, you got a drop of hot water.
And the toilets, what were they? How were they? What did they comprise?
The toilets were open toilets. First of all, a trench dug, yes.
Just the hole in the ground?
The hole in the ground, yes, with the bench across, yes, screened round, yes.
And presumably that would have to, when filled, would have to be moved, did it? Did you move?
After move it around, yes, that's correct, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And did you get water toilets later on?
We never had water toilets there. No, not at not where I was. No. No.
Do you remember any particular point in time, or day or night, when a raid came over? Does any particular event stand out in your mind whilst you were in this area? You can't remember any raids or.
The one or two came over. On the lower side, and one of the gunners was actually put on a charge. He opened fire without permission, because he got nowhere near the target. He opened with the Lewis machine gun. He got nowhere near. No.
Was this a daylight activity?
That one was, yes, yes, yes. There weren't many daylight ones in that area, mine. No. No.
Were there many at night?
Quite a few, yes. And mostly on the tees. You see, we were.
And you were farther down.
Focusing to the tees, yes, yes. You catch him, target south, and you followed him round.
When that was happening, what were you doing then? What was your duties when the searchlight was in operation?
I had to stand by until the search, until they had this. To stand down. Then I had to go around the sites, tell them to stand down. In the dark, with just a slit.
I was going to ask you about the headlight.
Just a slit on the headlamp, yes.
Did
you see much? I'd been around so many times, and and you'd off my heart.
Could you see much through those slits?
You could see sufficient, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Of course,
And you can't recall any particular event when your searchlights were particularly busy. You can't recall any night when you were particularly busy.
Not really. Well, they were busy nights, yes. You would no sooner stand down till lot you're up again, yes.
Mm-hmm. Could you hear the raids on the Teesside?
You could actually see the, yes. What would be the heavy gunfire, I expect, yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Did you ever get the searchlights on an aircraft and that aircraft was shot down by the artillery or the fighters?
No, well, we didn't know that. No,
you
no.
Found that out?
No, no. No, you could follow them around until they went out of range. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, at some point early on in the war, there was quite a change of personnel, I understand. There was people leaving you and others coming in.
Oh, yes, yes.
Do you recall that happening?
Yes, yes. A lot of the older ones went into the Pioneer Corps. And then we had intakes, as we call them, coming in. They came from various training spots, I think. And they just joined up with us. And
they're coming from other regiments, were they?
Yes, yes.
Do you recall which regiments that some of them were coming from?
No.
And what about the ages of these people? Were they very young?
They were bringing younger ones, yes, yes. Much younger than a lot that I was in, yes. I was one of the youngest, I would think, 23, 21, 22, 23. Yes.
Did they settle in quickly?
Well, there was a few of them naughty lads. They were Cockneys. And they were real,
That's the they've been moved a long way, haven't they, from London up to the North Yorkshire
moors? Yes, I'm saying Cockneys, probably South Country people, you know, we always call them Cockneys. They weren't too pleased being up there at all. We didn't have so many in the searchlight as we used to have coming into the artillery, into the light attack.
This time we're talking about you still in the searchlight.
Still in the searchlight, yes. Until 42, I think it was, 41, 42. Yes.
What brought that change about?
Well, they were asked... I expect the colonel, the in charge, whoever, would be asked if we would care to go into something more active, I would think. So we went down to Buxton, and we trained there on light anti-aircraft.
And had you to volunteer to do this?
No, the whole regiment went.
The whole lot?
The whole regiment, yes, the whole regiment went, yes.
And did that mean a new title in a new regiment or corps?
Yes, we were then, it's in the book, isn't it? We were then 112 Light Akak. 112 Light Akak, yes.
And this was Royal Artillery?
Royal Artillery, yes. Wolfers guns, yes. We trained on them down in Buxton, and then we moved over to Stiffkey in Norfolk for a firing range with the Wolfers. The aircraft towed a sleeve across, and that was what you fired at, with tracer bullets. You knew exactly where your tracer bullets were going. Yes.
Before we go into that, and I should have probably asked you this, when you were with the searchlight unit, were you wearing the Durham Light Infantry badge?
No, Royal Engineers.
You moved, in effect, to Royal Engineers?
Yes, never had the DLI badge, no.
So
no.
When you went to the drill hall, you were Royal Engineers?
Yes, Royal Engineers, yes.
Established that?
Yes, that's right, yes.